Welcome back. It's KTOO Public Media's Junior Afternoon. I'm your host, Andy Klein, and Juno's Stonewall 50 Project and Gold Town Theater are both here right now. Colette Costa.
A collaboration, Andy.
What's that?
We call that a collaboration.
It's a collab, and Mo Longworth from, from the Stonewall 50 Project. How you doing?
Good, good.
So Colette, we'll talk in
Andy,
a second about what's going on at the Gold Town Theater, but Mo, let's hear a little bit about Stonewall 50. It's funny. I mentioned at my job to a couple of younger folks today. Hey, I'm going to talk to people about the Stonewall 50 project. And you know, there were a couple of people that said, "What's Stonewall?"
Wow.
Right. You know,
sure.
Which so for someone my age, I'm like, well, okay. But short history lesson on the importance of Stonewall and what that term is all about.
Well, it wasn't actually the very first uprising of the LGBTQ community, but it does mark the beginning of fighting back for equal rights. And it was in 1969 in New York, Greenwich Village, when a woman, a black lesbian, was beaten up by police and her head was bashed in and she hollered out, "Somebody do something." And people came out of their homes and scared the police off. And then there was some power behind the idea of people coming together to demand that people be treated better than they had been.
Became a rallying cry, that idea of Stonewall.
That's right.
Became a rallying cry for the idea of equal rights and rights
for...
Yeah.
So we're 50 years now since then.
It's amazing. Think about
amazing
that.
Yeah. Is right. Right. I mean, I of course might not be your age, Andy, but I was in high school.
Okay. Yeah.
But at Stonewall. But the thing is what's really sobering. You think we've come so far, but look at every week. There's different people beaten up in the news. You know, all over. Mm-hmm. States that have a lot of acceptance. Austin, Texas, two guys totally beaten up and driven away by ambulance on stretchers and called faggot while they're beating them up. So, you know, in our day, in our time right now, there's a lot of hate. And people from the LGBTQ community are getting targeted again.
Well, tell me, Stonewall, if I'm correct, happened in June. Is that right? Is that the real?
Right.
Is that,
but,
that's, so
yes.
Tell me about the lead up here that's happening.
So, you know, the lead up is that it is the year of 50 years starting in January and just was an idea that you can't really teach everybody in June.
Right. One day in June.
And the fact
right.
that we've had so many events in Juneau, this is my third time on the radio since January. And so and that anybody is still walking around saying, "What's Stonewall?" That's why it's going to be all year long in Juneau.
Yeah.
It's a way to have also these kind of collaborations like Colette is here to tell you about with Gold Town. Lots of people in the community want to get involved and they want to show their support. And so like the Congregation of Sukkot Shalom did a film that they're bringing to town. And they're hosting – the Gold Town is hosting it, and it's partially for the Stonewall 50 celebration. And Holy Trinity last couple weeks ago did a tea dance in the afternoon. Over 100 people came and showed support and learned about Stonewall, and we had a great program. There's going to be things all year long.
So we can look forward to these kind of things happening – every month of the year.
That's right. And here's what they're using in New York is a million moments of pride. And it's actually an international global movement for this year. So,
well, Colette, tell me a little bit more about this collab and what's going to be happening at Gold Town.
Well, you know, when you collaborate, you take the labor out of collaboration. Boom. I did not write that. I stole that from someone a couple weeks ago.
That's all you need to know.
And I'm going to wear it.
I don't think that's true,
out.
Though, really, in practice. I think it creates twice the labor.
Often. Only so if you're the administrator.
That's right.
Well, boy, oh, boy,
but
we have a
great one.
But twice
the fun as well.
Well, because one collaboration is not enough, we're doing a triple banger. So this is a collaborative film screening that we are doing between the Gold Town, the Stonewall 50 Project, and the Congregation Shukat Shalom, which is doing a Jewish film series at the Gold Town. They've been doing it since January. And it's a film called The Cake Maker. It was a film that was made in both Germany and Israel. And the plot revolves around a young baker who starts up an affair with a customer who flies in from Israel every so often. And they have an ongoing affair. And his lover suddenly dies, which is when the baker finds out that the man was also married with a family back in Israel. And so he returns to – he goes to Israel to – in his obsession with his lover to find this – his wife and just
and
to see
and
her.
And it goes from there, yeah.
And it sort of goes from there. And he sort of insinuates himself into her life without her knowing about his past. But it just seemed like –
He's just trying to get clues into this kind of secretive
life. Yeah,
just
sort of to hold on to this love that he had.
Yeah, right.
And to connect with this woman who also loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were putting together the film series with Congregation Shukat Shalom, we thought, well, what if we took all of these projects we have and try to outreach and make other collaborations with other groups and organizations as well, kind of pull in more community members that way. And Mo had been talking to me about trying to do something with Stonewall for a while. And, of course, you know, I'm like trying to kickstart a donkey. You just got to keep kicking it. Until it bites back, basically.
And I don't kick too hard, do I?
No.
Oh, you're a pretty good kicker.
You get a couple of brays out of it, but that's it.
So we are trying to pick our fourth film for the Jewish film series, and I kind of suddenly remembered this one, and I said, this is a great little three-way that we can put together, and ring-a-ding-ding, there you go. So we have this movie, The Cake Maker, which was shortlisted for a foreign language Oscar nomination. It didn't make it because the ones that did make it are unbelievable. And I'm showing one right now called Cold War, which is playing this weekend as well, which is incredible. Mo didn't like it that much, but I think it's gorgeous. The point is The Cake Maker will be playing Saturday at 4:30. And I'll check my calendar here. Saturday, 4:30, and next. Oh, I think that's the last show because we already showed it.
Tomorrow, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely little film.
And then, Mo, tell us more about how folks can find out more about the Stonewall 50 Project, both here and kind of nationally.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when you just Google anything on Stonewall, you're going to find out about everything going on internationally, actually. But ours is called the Juno Stonewall 50 Project, and you can find us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. You'll probably be able to get a link to this interview on Facebook shortly.
Hey, there you go.
If you send it to me. And also, we have an email address, stonewall50project@gmail.com. And we'd love to have other collaborations. So if you want to do an activity that's LGBTQ-affirming, please email us or contact us through Facebook and tell us your idea. We'll come in and help you. If you have trouble finding ideas, Colette can tell you. I'm quite the idea person.
Oh, she's got ideas, folks. Just churns them out.
And here's a couple of other things that are coming up. Aldersgate United Methodist Church actually has a family potluck with PFLAG in collaboration with the parents and friends and families of lesbians and gays every second Friday of the month. So it's not next Friday, not tonight, but it's March 8th. And it's at 6 o'clock at the church right next to the cinema in the valley. And it'll be, again, April 12th. So it's every second Friday. You can just show up at 6 o'clock. And the Juno Pride Chorus in March will be doing their annual big concert on April 27th at Northern Light.
That's always an awesome event.
It's always an awesome event. Yeah. And later in the year, in October, my play is being produced independently, Blue Ticket, Ferries Out of Alaska, about the true story of what happened here in 1963 when gay men were sent away in the middle of the night secretly. And lots of people I've interviewed that have told the story of how people disappeared out of their lives in 1963 right here in Juneau.
It's an interesting thing in that story, and I've heard that about that before from other friends of mine who've lived in Juneau for a long time and even remember it. This idea that, you know, we have this little really jewel of a community here and these kinds of issues don't really touch us because we all are really caring for each other. Yeah. And what you really remember is that, no, we're all a part of this same story and we all need to remember the same story.
Yeah. And the same story is going on even now. You know, I'm a retired physician and I've been with people waking up from suicide attempts who told me the reason they did it here in Juneau was because they didn't feel that they could be gay in our town. I had a girl tell me that because her brother was gay, she was getting hate mail at the high school. I had a girl kiss a girl in our local coffee shop here, her girlfriend. They did a little tiny kiss that a high school student would do. They got kicked out and told never to come back. This is our jewel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people have been evicted from their apartments. When people find out that their partner is a same-gender person or a transgender person, it's we really need equal protection under the law. We have it in Juneau, but when you think about it, what would someone do if you lost your job today because they found out that you had a same-sex partner because you got married on the weekend, would you really want to take it to court? You know, mm-hmm. Do you have time to mm-hmm. fight throughout your life and try to get housing, you know, if you're kicked out of your apartment at the same time you start a lawsuit and you're trying to keep your feet on the ground? Of course not, you know. So even though we've got this little law, thank goodness, in Juneau that we do have equal protection, we don't have equal protection in our state, and we don't have it in our country. It's just appalling.
Mm-hmm. Colette, are there other collaborative ideas that are coming up down the road here? Or?
Every other day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We still have one. After this, we have one more film with the Jewish Film Festival called Doe, which will be March something. And it ends on the 20th, which is Purim, which is a great Jewish holiday. And there will be Hamantaschen, which is a traditional Purim cookie. And that's a really fun movie with Jonathan Pryce. We have that coming up. I just finalized another film series with the Friends of SLAM. It's going to be so March is Women's History Month, and we're doing a Women in Art film series with them. Got a couple great films lined up, which is one of which is a collaboration with the Sons of Norway, who are doing a Nordic Film Festival through the next couple of months as well. And we're going to be ending the museum series with a great documentary on Dolores Churchill, who's a weaver, who's going to come up for that. That's going to be at the end of March. March is going to be like badass women
cool.
in film.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff going on. We're going to do a live script read of League of Their Own with an awesome all-female cast. And oh, I don't know. Look, if you're not collaborating, you're
Tom
not
Hanks,
laboring.
Is there a Tom Hanks character?
There is a Tom Hanks character in A League. He's an actor, but
right, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Would you like to play the Tom Hanks
character? Well, I'm just wondering if it's all female cast. I would just think there'd at least be room for a Tom Hanks.
Maybe.
I'd have to say, have it be all fist, would be fine.
It could be.
I just think.
But you
could play the Tom
we
Hanks.
Might have a
you could be
in
the Tom
house.
Hanks character.
There's no crying in baseball,
there's
Andy.
No, clearly, that's what I was hoping you'd say. I was waiting for that.
It all leads to this. But for now, we're still
cool.
finishing our February is Oscar month. Oscars are next Sunday. They're in two days. So we've got Cold War, which is an Oscar-nominated film for three awards. Best Picture, Foreign Language Picture, Director. It's a
really
lovely,
cool.
lovely film.
And Mo, just one more time for folks that want to find out more about what's happening in Juneau for the Stonewall 50 Project.
Yeah, you can find out on our Facebook, the Juneau Stonewall 50 Project, or you can email us at stonewall50project@gmail.com.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks, Andy.
Great movies happening this way. And Mo, thanks so much for coming in and telling us more about the Stonewall 50 Project happening here in Juneau.
Thank you.
All right.